if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
Traditional country music is in my heart. I love it. The agricultural way of life, the truly country way of life, it's just the way I was raised. It's just something that's in my heart, in my blood. And, you know, some people say, why do you work so hard? And if you enjoy something, it's not work.
Chart-topping traditional country artist Richard Lynch has the goal of always keeping it country. Not only is his sound pure country in the style of Waylon Jennings and Hank Williams, but he's living the lifestyle he celebrates in his music. Richard and his family share their rural way of life through music shows on their Ohio farm. And as the founder of the nonprofit Love Tattoo Foundation, he's using his music to give back. On his latest album, A Better Place, Richard and his band explore the range of moods that make up traditional country music. Richard, what do you remember very best about growing up in Ohio that shaped you both as a musician and inspired you to be the person you are today?
Well, the best thing I remember about growing up in the state of Ohio is that we had a bunch of responsibility. I grew up on a little farm, and we always had livestock and plenty of farm chores to do and plenty of stuff that kept us occupied. You know, that it really made me a good person in the sense that we, you know, had to have chores and made responsible people out of all of us. I'm the oldest of six kids, and, you know, my dad was really a great country singer and a great established musician, and so I knew that there was that the direction I wanted to go, so I'm thankful for that upbringing.
When did you first realize that you wanted to do music as well?
Well, I kind of realized it at an early age. At the ripe old age of eight, my dad got me. He asked me to come up, and he didn't ask me anything. He just sort of grabbed me and threw me up on the stage, and we did a couple songs together. And at that point, I knew I was bit by the country music bug. So that's something that I just have always enjoyed, loved doing it, and, you know, to meet people and to be around those people that, you know, really appreciate that good kind of music, it's just, there's nothing better for me.
Fast forward to now, I'm looking at all the accolades you've won, including 7, if I'm counting right, nominations for the 2016 Josie Music Awards. Congratulations.
Ain't that amazing?
I don't think it's amazing, having heard your music, but...
Well, thank you. I'm so appreciative. You know, I've been doing this music thing for a long time, and it just seemed like here the last couple of years, the roof kind of been blowed off for us. We're so appreciative, and I have a lot of people to thank for that, but mainly my wife. She's the one that believed in me and decided, hey, you know, we're going to do this music thing here. Let's see where this takes us. And so she really stepped up and decided that we're going to do this. And then, bless her heart, I'm thankful for her.
Wow, that is so cool to hear. Before we get to talking about A Better Place and some of the cuts you have, let's look at that for a moment. Every, quote, overnight success I've ever spoken to says it takes years and years. How do you keep going before the roof blows off?
Well, you know, I played the honky-tonks for years and years and years, and all around the Dayton, Cincinnati, well, actually the tri-state area, the Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana area. I played it for, you know, many, many years. And, you know, it just didn't really seem to, you know, catch on fire as far as the international or the national scene. But, you know, once we got in the studio and we got things going and decided to release these tunes and these, you know, these records that had that traditional sound, that traditional flavor, we realized we were onto something because a lot of folks were really looking forward to it and not necessarily having the opportunity to hear that. And so that's kind of just kind of made us spread our wings and realize that maybe, hey, we have something here, you know, let's do this.
So at the very beginning, you were not doing traditional country? You were going more towards what it is today?
Well, no, I was doing more traditional country, but if you play the bar scene, you know, you can't do just traditional country music. You have to play a little bit of southern rock and roll and a little bit of everything, and that was fine. I loved doing that, don't get me wrong, but my heart was always with the traditional sound. I was referring to the fact that today you don't necessarily have a whole lot of choices on the traditional sound, and I think that's what gave us a lot of success. Is the fact that we've been able to keep it traditional and do the stuff that's really in our heart. And traditional country music is in my heart. I love it.
And in fact, you don't just play traditional country music. Would you tell me about an average day, what you and your family are doing on your Keeping It Country farm?
Well, you know, we live our country way of life. We have a farm. We have horses and donkeys that have to be fed and watered and grained. And then we have you know, several acres of hay that I have here on the farm, and I have a couple other close farms here that I do the hay on. It keeps me really busy. You know, the agricultural way of life, a truly country way of life, is something that I love, and I don't take it for granted. I adore that way of life, and it's something that I just can't imagine not being around that way of life. It's just the way I was raised. It's just something that's in my heart, in my blood. And, you know, some people say, why do you work so hard? And if you enjoy something and if you love what you do, it's not work. It's just something you enjoy.
Tell me about the experience, please, of making the album A Better Place. How long ago and what was that like for you?
Well, we recorded A Better Place, the album, in March of 2015. That was an absolute, an amazing experience to work around these world-class musicians and to be in this world-class studio with, you know, all these players and studio representatives and engineers. And to be in that environment and to be around somebody that's so world-renowned, I'm referring to Billy Yates. Billy was the producer and wrote most of the songs on this current CD. He wrote songs for George Jones and on and on and on. So I was bumping shoulders with the world's best, and so that put me in a situation where I was comfortable in the sense that I knew I could would have to worry about their end, but it made me aware that I got to step my game up here, you know, because I'm bumping with the best, these guys. So it really put me in a position where I knew I had to deliver, and to be able to be in that position, you know, it's just an amazing event. I wouldn't trade it for the world. The experience is unbelievable.
Even bringing your A game, when you stepped up to sing A Better Place written by Billy Yates and Trent Tomlinson, was that at all scary or was it just fun?
It was kind of intimidating because, you know, I'm looking at Billy and I know all his music and I know all the items he's done and all the different accomplishments he's had. And don't get me wrong, Billy was not intimidating as a person. He could not have been a better person to record with and to be associated with. But in my mind, you know, I'm sitting here looking at these people that's worked with George Strait and Reba McEntire, I made it more intimidating on myself. Not that they were, it's just that I knew I had to be at my A game to feel like I had delivered what was needed to do for my delivery.
What were some of the techniques you used to make A Better Place your own song, make it sound like it's coming from your heart?
Well, that says it right there. I sing from the heart. I've never really had any, you know, professional direction on the vocal end of things. I've been fortunate enough to be around my dad at an early age and a lot of great country singers in and around our area. And I was fortunate enough to be able to, you know, hone in at a young age, you know, songs that you should not do. Now, there's a lot of wonderful songs out there that I absolutely love. And I realized at a young age, you know, there's just because you love it doesn't necessarily mean you should do it. So once I realized that there's great songs out there that I should not do, based on our ability, we all have ability. Not everybody can sound like Vince Gill, and not everybody can have that ability. And once you realize where your ability is and you can hone in on your skills, that's the direction I took with A Better Place. I knew I could deliver that song. I knew I could have that feel because I lived, you know, that heartfelt traditional sound, and that's just something that came from my heart. I got into the words, I got into the feeling of the song, and it just came natural.
What was it like making the video that went with it?
That was amazing. Our buddy Mark Mosley, great videographer there in Nashville, he was a super guy to work with. We've done several videos with him, and he understood the emotion end of that song, and he wanted it to, you know, reflect what I wanted, but we connected in the sense that, you know, the heartfelt, you know, passion of that video had to match the heartfelt passion of the lyrics, and I think he delivered great. I was honored to be around him.
What I really like about both the song and the video is they don't go too far. They let me as a listener fill in the emotion versus going way overboard. It's just very honest, very straightforward, I think, delivery and the video itself.
I think so. You know, we talked about the original making of the video, how it would, you know, you could really take that and maybe overboard. And the fact that he was very tasteful on, you know, the emotional heart scenes, he was very tasteful on that, made it more admirable, for lack of better words, for the viewer.
It carries much more of a punch, I think.
Yes.
There's a whole other feel on She's Got Me Drinking Again. Would you tell me about both the video and recording the song?
Well, that's the thing with traditional country music. The whole country music scene is a really diverse world. You know, I've played all the honky-tonks, and I've played all the festivals and wedding receptions and every aspect of my life, and there's so much diversity in country music. And so when I got to play and learn and record She's Got Me Drinking Again, that is such a high-energy, fun, kind of just a ball kind of song, and I knew we wanted to have that same feeling and that same atmosphere in the video. So a lot of our friends and some folks around Nashville, we got to record it in Nashville down there at a little honky-tonk, and we captured something that a lot of folks go to a honky-tonk for, you know, the play pool, to have fun, to relax, let it all hang out, and just let that good music resonate. So to be around that video and to be around that scene was a blast for me. It was just a natural thing. I've done it all my life. It was great.
The fun comes through in that video as well. Would you also tell me about your song, Daddy's Guitar?
Well, Daddy's Guitar is a song that I wrote several years ago. My dad passed in the year 2001, so he'd been gone a while. And it was one rainy day. I was sitting here at the farm. I couldn't do much, and so I just looked over at my guitar, and it's a rare thing that I do this. Looked over at my guitar, and I grabbed it, and I sat here at the kitchen table, and the words just started flowing out of me. I mean, it was something that I didn't have any control over, just like it just came. So I sat down, I wrote the words, and then I called my wife. I said, Donna, I said, I just wrote this song. She was all excited. She said, well, you know, you should be writing. I said, no, you don't understand. This is something that I don't necessarily want anybody to hear because I just wrote it for my dad. I didn't anticipate anybody would, you know, would even connect with it. So I wrote it, and she was mesmerized. She said, this is really good. And so I thought I'd play it for my mom, and she liked it. And next thing you know, my wife, Donna, she said, let's record this and get a little better feel for it. Let's try to get a recording on it. So we did, and we sent it over to some folks. And at that point, I realized what I had wrote resonates with a lot of folks, more so than just myself. You know, I wrote it for my experience, but I realized a lot of folks grew up that way. A lot of folks could connect with their dad, and a lot of folks were inspired musically by their dad. And so it led to a different world. It led to a whole lot of people that was demanding that I record it and get it on a CD, and so we did. And I just didn't realize how much influence that song had on other people. I didn't write it with that intention. It was just something that came that way.
It's fun to have heard that, and then to look at your video where you're singing Just Walk On By, and there's this very cute little 5-year-old on the stage with you. Makes me kind of wonder if he's going to grow up to write a song like Daddy's Guitar, too.
Well, you know, that's my little grandson. We're awful proud of him. He is an absolute joy. He loves music more than anything. We've had him around, you know, the music scene ever since he's been old enough to know what music is. And so every time we get him, we have a little show here at our farm, or if we have a show somewhere they can come to, we get him up, and he's a crowd pleaser. I tell everybody, this is the future of country music. And so, and he loves it, no question about it. When he gets to the guitar and he stands up there and sings, he's got the moves, and it's really gratifying for me to see that.
Let's mention, too, that you and your family still have a farm where people can actually stop by, experience country, experience an actual show.
Yes, it is. We have I recently built about a 400-seat venue where we can have, you know, live entertainment, and we do it 3 or 4 times a year. We just had Confederate Railroad, Danny Shirley and the boys here back in June at our farm, and we're going to have a show coming up in September with Buddy Jewell. Buddy had a few hits back in the early 2000s, and we became friends. And it's something that people, when they come here, it's unlike anything else. You know, you're on a farm atmosphere. It's a big, beautiful barn, and we've got the stage there that everybody can, you know, be comfortable on as far as musicians. We've got a green room where they can get away and, you know, kind of be prepared for the show, and then all the crowd can kind of enjoy the pond and the hay fields, and they see the horses and donkeys, and they kind of see, you know, that real country way of life in addition to the great country music. It's a pretty amazing venue that we have here. We're pretty proud of it.
When in September is your show?
September 10th with Buddy Jewell here at our farm, and it's on our website. You guys can check out RichardLynchBand.com, and it shows all the various locations we're playing. It talks about the farm and all the activities we have here, and the various websites, you know, that has all the sales of our music and different things. it's just amazing. It's kind of overwhelming here lately how much success and how much interest has been thrown our way. I'm just amazed because I'm appreciative beyond belief. And to do something here on our farm just makes it that much more special.
It sounds like an amazing time. On RichardLynchBand.com, I'm looking at all these accolades. And your A Better Place has reached number one on the country chart as of July 11th, 2016. And we've got a whole bunch of other awards here. People can check it out. Of all of these, which one was the most incredible for you?
Well, I got to go to Texas earlier in the year. I'm nominated for the American Western Artists Association for Album of the Year. And not to belittle any other accolades, any other the awards, but to be nominated for the Will Rogers American Western Artist of the Year was an absolute honor. I really didn't believe that I would have a possibility of winning that award, but I wanted to make sure I went and experienced the fact that I was nominated. And for me to go down there and be around, you know, those people that live this country and Western way of life, I mean, and to share a spot on the stage with these people that's been influencing me all my life was an amazing event. So that I would say that was probably the most meaningful award that I've had. And not to, you know, denigrate or anything, belittle any of the other awards, that's always been amazing to receive these. But for me, that was an absolute honor to be around that because, you know, it's the country way of life for me is genuine. And, you know, down there they had the, you know, the anywhere from saddle makers to folks that made their, you know, their own Western ropes and their Western way of life. And to be around that was so special for me.
Richard said, this summer brought another honor.
I'm awful proud. I'm kind of sensitive about how to say this, but I'm awful proud of the fact that we've had a 14-week run at number one with the current song, A Better Place, on Roots Music. I'm so proud of that. Prior to that, the longest run at number one was 10 weeks. So that tells me that there's a need out there and an interest in that traditional country sound.
Before we have to wrap up, I'd love to know more also about your Love Tattoo Foundation. How did you and your wife come to found that?
Well, a good friend of ours named Chuck Brisbane sent my wife a poem. It's been a few years back now that he was inspired by watching a TV show that he had seen a soldier who had come back from Afghanistan at that time, and he was dismembered and all the tragic experience that he had seen, and he wanted to go to the hospital and to actually meet this fellow. Well, he went to there was a note on this soldier's door that said, if you come here in my room and you feel sorry for me, I want you to leave. And Chuck was so inspired by that soldier that he wrote this poem called Love Tattoo. And he sent it to my wife, and he said, ask Richard if he could put some music to this. So, like the, you know, the ball of fire that I sometimes can be, it sat there on that desk for quite a while, and my wife said, are you ever going to do anything with that? So I did, and the music came to me real well, and I was really happy with the music, but I knew it needed something. So another friend of mine in Nashville, we got together, and we come up with the chorus of the song. So I am one of three people that wrote the song. And we wrote it with the intention that it has to do and it has to be a way, a mechanism to help these soldiers. So my wife and other folks decided to come up with this Love Tattoo Foundation, and that ensures that all of the proceeds and all the money that comes from this particular CD song goes to some folks in the Will Win Lodge, which is in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's a retreat for our soldiers. It's someplace that they can take their family for a few days, a week, 2 weeks, get away and let all their worries and go away for a while. And it's just our way of being appreciative of the fact that we have such a wonderful military, something that we really are proud of.
And people can find the Love Tattoo CD on your website, I believe, RichardLynchBand.com.
Yes, ma'am.
What's ahead for you? After all these nominations and accolades, after the Love Tattoo Foundation, what are you looking forward to next?
Well, I'm really looking forward to getting back in the studio with our intentions to be in the studio again by the end of this year or the first of next with our new album. And it's going to be extremely hard to even come close to the current album that we have right now. And I think we can do it. It's something that for me, it's just going to be difficult because we've had so much success with this one. But to be able to be in the studio and to produce this next CD, we haven't even done it yet, and we're getting a lot of interest with people that's really looking forward to having it because they know they're going to get traditional country music with Richard Lynch, and that's the direction I want to go. I just want to make sure we have the best of the best songs that we could possibly put on there. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. And, you know, right now we're doing things with, you know, RFD TV in Nashville. It's so exciting for me that I really didn't know if I'd ever achieve this in life or not, but it's been an amazing whirlwind for me. I'm so thankful that I get to do these wonderful things around the country. And I tell you, the most exciting thing for me is to have somebody walk up to me and say thanks for the music that we're doing, and I get to shake their hand or hug their necks. Nothing better for me than to do that.
That has to be incredible. What's your advice to other musicians who want, as you have, to make a career out of this and to bring their A game, like we've said?
Well, I tell people, young folks especially, I say, you know, find what's in your heart. Stay true to your what's in your heart. And, you know, if country music is your direction, you know, I heard a lot of no's in my life. You can't do this, and you can't do that, or you shouldn't do this. You know, stay what's in your heart. Find a way to do it. And you'll find in life that all the no's that you heard, at least for me anyhow, gave me a direction to where I could finally appreciate all the yeses that we're finally getting. So don't let anybody deter you. Be what you are. Write your music. Make sure you stay focused on what's in your heart. And eventually, what that artist comes up with will be genuine and true, and therefore they can connect with people. At that point, they're on their own. They're not going to have to worry about what anybody else thinks. They become their own person, and so it's a wonderful thing.
So don't quit, be true to you, and keep going is what I've just heard you say.
You bet.
As we wrap up, Richard, what other lessons would you really like anybody that hears your music, your family, anybody that comes across your work to get from you about innovation, creativity, and making a difference?
You know, just people, they contact me quite a bit with, you know, wanting them to send me a song. I want people to know they can always send me music if they want to, you know, and most folks know that, you know, I can't record everything, but I want them to know that if they send me an item, they send me a song, I will definitely listen to it and consider it for anything that we do. And I want people to always know I'm always approachable. As a matter of fact, when I'm doing a show, if there's somebody that wants to stick around for an autograph or just to shake and howdy for a minute, hey, you can always depend on me. That's something that I learned at an early age. You know, you make sure people feel wonderful, feel comfortable. And I always want to go that direction and just be around great people who love the country music thing. It's something that I feel in my heart, and I want to make sure I always feel approachable by people.
And we have a listing here on your website of where you're going to be appearing on the Untour. And if a musician wants to send you a song, can they do that through this contact tab?
Absolutely. Just send it to the RichardLynchBand.com, and you can see, you know, my wife, and we have a management team that does all the social media. My skills in life does not reflect around anything to do with a computer, but they do. So I, at some point, will certainly get those if they send them to me, that's for sure.
Richard, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. It was an honor to speak with you. And to all your listeners out there, bless your hearts for listening. Maybe we'll cross paths somewhere.
You and I have been listening to award-winning traditional country artist Richard Lynch. You'll find his videos, tour dates, and information on his current album, A Better Place, on his website, richardlynchband.com. That's richardlynchband.com. Also, if you're going to be in the Waynesville, Ohio area on September 10th, you might like to consider coming by to Keepin' It Country Farm for his Love Tattoo Foundation benefit featuring Buddy Jewel. You'll find more information on richardlynchband.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.